PUSLINCH. Danby's push to expedite building a proposed global headquarters in Pislinch isn't getting an immediate thumbs up from township staff, and opposition to it is growing in the community. Jim Estel, CEO of appliance maker Danby, came to Pislinch Council in late 2022 to share the company's vision to consolidate locations around Guelph into a single headquarters in a rural part of the township beside the Hanlon Expressway and Concession 4. The headquarters, shared with Upper Canada Forest Group, would be a $100 million investment and house about 600 jobs. But the company is requesting a Community Infrastructure and Housing Accelerator, CIHA, order from the province to rezone the 60 acres that is zoned mainly as secondary agriculture. A CIHA order is similar to a minister's zoning order, where the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing has the power to respond to municipal requests for expedited zoning outside of the Greenbelt. This request has to be made by the host municipality, but the township of Pislinch does not appear to be ready to ask for one, according to a report on a council agenda for a Wednesday meeting. Council is being presented with two options to respond to this request, with one to outright state it doesn't support the request. The other option would support the development concept in principle only and would only consider requesting a CIHA order after a list of requirements have been met, including the developer demonstrating proper land use planning by submitting all documentation requested by the township, fulfill all public engagement to the satisfaction of the township, handle all costs associated with the proposal process paid to the township, and have all required studies peer-reviewed before council makes a decision. With the proposed development just a short distance away, the City of Guelph has also chimed in with preliminary comments, noting it does not support the use of the CIHA at this time. The letter requested more information about the impacts to groundwater and traffic, and noted concern the proposal doesn't conform with the provincial policy statement, growth plan, and county official plan. But for local residents, it's not official plans they're worried about. It will destroy everything we have. The impact will be so negative on all the special features here, said Donna Christie, who lives close to the proposal. We are very concerned about the impact this will have on the environment as well. We have a lot of wonderful pockets of nature all along these roads that provide amazing habitat and refuge for the wildlife. Christie is among many residents who have expressed opposition to the project through letters and emails to the township. Many highlight impacts of traffic from hundreds of employees and trucks, noise and light pollution, loss of farmland, and how it will affect water usage locally. Dan Neuendorf, who would live immediately across from the proposal, has been delivering a petition and talking with neighbors about the proposal, and he was surprised at what people's perception of what was being asked was based on a notice sent out by the township to nearby residents. It mentioned the possibility of the CIHA order being requested for the lands, but had no reference of an industrial or manufacturing use by Danby or any other company. More often than not, people felt, well, they're going to be putting houses there, it's going to be a residential area. And that was okay, because that doesn't change how we're living and the ambience of the neighborhood, Neuendorf said. When we started to tell people what was actually being proposed, that's when the full support started and the ball started getting bigger and bigger. We have a lot of support. Estel said in an email he was flying and unable to do a phone interview, but provided a statement as a response to local concerns. We will work with the neighbors to solve any concerns they have, Estel wrote. I know most communities would welcome head office jobs and adding a significant contribution to tax base, thus saving residents money. Neuendorf agreed that jobs and adding to the tax base are important, but was adamant this proposal doesn't fit in the area. Christie agreed and called for proper safe industrial growth. We're hoping that the township, the council, Mr. Estel will stop and think about the bad precedent this will set in going forward if they place industrial growth here, there and everywhere it doesn't belong, Christie said. The full report going forward at Pislinch Council's Wednesday meeting can be found on this agenda.